Ew, you like anime? Who the fuck watches anime?
Anime trap house, shimmin' it about to put the mask out. Anime trap house, JoJo shit, we stand out. Anime trap shit, hoes on tap in the back, piss. Anime trap shit, turn it from the back and I clap.
As ye old Anime Trap House inches ever yonder to completing its 5th year, we continue on what might and may, mayhaps, maybe, might be, haps, the greatest year of the podcast history. If. Gone from my memory is the pungent, coagulated taste of Tokyo Revengers. I saw Cody, I'm sorry. The back of my throat remains clear of foul orange juice taste, and today the stream of anime tit remains sweet and nourishing. Savor it. Hold it in your mouth as you lap it up, because I have seen the chittering chatters of our followers. I know their hearts will turn to malice when given the chance. Soon a dark horizon will cloud the sky, and it will feel like sitting at an all-you-can-eat buffet, except there's no powdered donuts or sushi or fried chicken. It's just tray after tray filled with shit prepared 57 ways, and crusty tongs petrified from the caked layers of refuse. And I will have to be sitting there sucking on them tongs, hoping I can remember the flavor of what these past 5 months have been. Welcome to the Anime Trap House.
Dude, I've never like wanted ever an intro to end harder and quicker than I wanted that. This one to end.
It just got the tongues was
the
too
tongues
much.
Was too
it was
much.
Like an everlasting Duke stopper, dude.
Stop.
There was a part where I just kept going, and I was like, "Oh, I said 57 ways of shit. I'm going to start describing. Oh, okay, you'll have the shit donuts, like the powdered sugar on it." You'd have the shit on a stick, and then I was like, you know what? We're going too far. We're not.
You know what? I imagine? I imagine the tongs would feel like a Star Crunch.
Yeah.
What? I hate that. I don't like that at all, dude. I hate. It was so perfectly descriptive that I could literally feel it.
Yeah, because it's like kind of crunchy, a little nutty. Yeah. Got a piece of corn in there somewhere.
You know, Kyle, if you
but soft,
if you used. Mm-hmm. Your ability to paint word pictures for good. Could you imagine what you could do?
No, never could.
But you like what you just did to me. Like I smelt it, I tasted it. Like I was there. Like I was what you were describing. I saw it, and I didn't want to. I actively tried to block it, and it just pushed its way through that defense.
I saw Cody literally turn all the way around. I was like,
the tongs. I don't know why
the tongs.
It was the tongs.
The tongs are best.
It was the layers. The layers of crunchy shit.
Especially because like, I've never picked up tongs in my life and not clicked them. And you imagine being like, oh, cool. And then you click them. It's just you get a little wet. They stick.
Petrified shit. Gross. I just do not.
God, imagine fucking Medusa, but she just turns you into hard shit instead of stone.
Just that white shit that you see outside. You're like, that's been out here a minute, dude.
What's good? Today we're doing Final Fantasy Tactic Jobs, and it's your boy, Kyle Time Mage Ramsey Lalich. Joined with me are my good friends, Cody Ninja Chambers, PJ Dancer Pinnin, Harris Hell Knight Khan, and Justin Bard Flory. And now I saw a face during this, and let me explain. We got names because I waste everyone's time. Someone has an ICP tattoo. That's why they got ninja.
Got him. Fair.
Someone is an animal on the dance floor. Someone is an edgelord at heart. Another can kill karaoke.
Kyle just came in with all the receipts, dude. All the receipts.
You didn't give a face?
You did. But you know what? Guys? I take back what I said, Kyle. A real man doesn't fucking explain himself, okay? When I give something a Naruto out of Bleach, I will not fucking explain myself.
I'll be honest. I only explained it specifically to call out Cody on that one.
That's fine.
It's funny. Cody has so many tattoos, but when I think of one tattoo he has, it's always the ICP one.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought you were going to go Berserk, like Berserker.
I
get mad all the time.
No, my original one was Archer because you like bows in a lot of games.
Yeah, but that does, like if you're describing people.
Because I'm bow-legged, you know what I'm saying, dude?
Hey!
That was just that was just what I was like, what are we, if we're
you
a fantasy.
You could have said Pictomancer too, because I'm tattoo guy. You don't even know what that is because you're a fake fan.
I looked up the list of jobs, wasn't there.
Maybe that's the next Final Fantasy I'll play. Never played that one.
They're fun. And by that, I mean I played about 3 hours and then I didn't care.
But he does that to every single game that's not like Elden Ring.
Almost every other game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
I'm good.
I'm okay. I still taste white dog shit for some reason. Because of somebody's intro. I just taste petrified white dog shit.
I didn't use those powers for evil while I was on the news. Can you imagine if I said something
hey,
like
how
that?
How did that go?
That would have made it,
by the way.
It went super chill. It was super weird. Yeah. Getting my cat drugged up was really hard.
Yeah.
But we got that cat chill enough to bring it to the news.
Yeah.
And then we drove there. We like got put into like a waiting room. Waited. They were like, yeah, you're on at like 7:13. It was like 7 o'clock. It was like, it's so precise. And then we get taken to the set and like we sit on the couch and then we watch the lady like do her thing. And then we watch the news guy do his thing. And then we were on. So we were just kind of sitting there watching them work while we had the cat. And then we just did it. And what you saw was what you saw. And then no one even like walked us out. So we kind of just like...
You just sit there smiling at the camera. They're like, you can leave. You're like,
yeah, no, we like walked ourselves out. Like, it's one of those weird things where
you should have just stayed there forever.
Yeah, just
you guys did great though. Like, you guys were naturals.
It was so good.
You didn't yell plot once.
No, I do. Someone had said plot, and I just went.
Did you find out the results of it?
Yeah, we did. Tony Baloney. So we did that, and then 11, I found out that Tony fucking Baloney won.
If only he had the news earlier.
Kyle just wrote on Facebook, fuck Tony Starface.
I did see that. I did see that, but I couldn't tell if it was like, fuck that cat, we kicked its ass, or if it was like, fuck that cat, it won.
No,
you know?
No, I said it's on site with him. That's not, you don't win and then be like, it's on site. Like,
I mean, yeah, you do.
I mean, if you assert your dominance, dude, it's like, absolutely
you do. Absolutely you do.
Fucking trash ass cat.
I still got to do a photo shoot with my cat, but I got a plan. I got such a good idea for the...
Hell yeah.
And then I'm gonna send it as like a as a dominance thing to Tony Baloney.
See? You should have done that either.
Speaking
way.
Of photo shoots, I still want to do an anime trap house photo shoot.
We should do that.
Can we? Can we do a calendar?
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god,
age calendar?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man,
holy
calendar.
Piss.
We got five people. Mm-hmm. There's only
only 17 months. I mean,
we would do like each of us for 1 month twice, and then two of them would be with all of us.
Oh, that's way better than what I was thinking. I was like, that's not divisible by five.
Fuck, we can't do that.
We'd have to each get a maid outfit though, dude. Like, I'd want everybody in a maid outfit.
Yeah, dude.
With, like, cat ears on, and like we're all doing.
See,
the fucking...
I'm really worried about doing that because I think I'd like it a bit too much, and then I'd become sneaky. Honestly,
see, that's why I want
What's wrong
you to do
that?
It because I want
nothing.
It takes a lot of money, dude.
Probably does, honestly. But then I'd have to keep my face shaved because it's like, you know. But
yeah,
I like
no,
my
don't.
Beard.
You don't have
you have
to
just keep your legs shaved.
No, you don't. You know, appeal to so many demographics if you don't.
We could have our Patreon people vote on the types of outfits.
Yeah.
You could be you could make a new breed of gay. You could be a twink bear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
A twinkle bear.
A twinkle bear.
Like a care bear?
you remember Bear in the Big Blue House?
Yeah.
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 I'd be like that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. I hate it, dude, because I'm like fat enough to be a bear, but I have zero hair. Like, I have like.
So you'd
no,
be a bear twink.
No chest hair.
How? I hit fifth puberty.
Yeah,
I
but
don't
you
know
were bald
happening.
At age
my chest,
three.
My chest
True.
Is getting so hairy now. I'm like, what's happening?
I have no hair anywhere.
Dude. I have like three hairs on my chest. My face is good, but.
I can't even do face.
Also on my ass. Yeah, I have asshole hair, but. Yeah.
Proud of you.
Asshole hair. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, it's like just, Harris, it's, you, right?
It's just,
you know,
Bush just in the Grand
only
Canyon,
on their butthole. Whatever.
Yeah. Nothing outside of that. Though.
I don't know where the ass hair starts and where the butt cheek hair.
Yeah.
I don't really have that.
Everywhere, but on my head.
It's my butt. Going. My butt's pretty clean. I only got asshole hair, really. I got kind of like a bunny tail, like a little tuft, like a just a little tuft of rub.
What?
Next to my butthole.
I don't want to hear
Enjoy
that.
Enjoy that.
I hate that. I hate that, brother.
I said we could
forward,
do
dude.
One of the calendars. Imagine
if I use my words for good.
Imagine.
God damn,
imagine. Make the greatest child's book ever.
Can Kyle dress as Lola Bunny for the calendar, please?
I want all of us to stand naked but face away from the camera so it's all just butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
One month, it's just butt cheeks, dude. Yeah.
That would be good, except my ass would take up 95% of the frame.
Yep. Yeah.
Your boy got some junk.
It would eat my ass.
Your boy got a table in the bag. You feel me?
All right, let's do housekeeping. Catch the show live every Thursday at 5 p.m.-ish CST. By the way, this is the first time I put it in there. I've been doing this four and a half years.
The CST.
Right? On. Changes, dude.
People don't know, man. Time zones are crazy.
Over at twitch.tv/theanimetraphouse until we get banned, then go to kick.com/animetraphouse or youtube.com/@theanimetraphouse. If you can't make it, the live stream, then check out on YouTube or podcast services everywhere. Just type in The Anime Trap House. Be careful, sometimes Cody doesn't pay rent. If you like the stuff we say and want to push us to the next level, come support us over at patreon.com/animetraphouse. Just like our Patreon producers, Papa Squeaky, Diesel Tech, Big Happy, Purdue, Lakota, Alexi Lou, and our D-Gen royalty, Polar Bear 93.
Burr!
Burr!
Polar Bear, baby.
So it's like a game of just trying to make each other laugh with the stupid shit.
Yeah.
Girl with a Pikachu tattoo.
Chew!
Pikachu, baby.
I pick a theme. I pick a theme and I stick with it for each name.
I just do what everyone else does.
Moose Man.
Moose! See, I screamed them. That was the theme this time. I screamed it.
Oh, yeah. That's your theme all the time.
I couldn't hear it. Do it again.
Moose Man. Baby.
Oh, fuck.
If you have questions for us and just want to say how awful we are, then email us at typebox@theanimetraphouse.com. And lastly, if you would like to be part of a community, bullshit around with a bunch of like-minded degenerates, and then come hang out with us in our Discord server or Facebook group. Links will be in the show notes. And join Purdue and the gang on the Discord on Honen Sundays at like 7 p.m. CST sharp. And also, Soggy Pages Tuesday-ish, every other week-ish, if Cody doesn't book an appointment-ish.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And if it's not Tuesday-ish, then it's Wednesday-ish, dude. Listen, we're a fluid podcast.
Yeah, something's fluid here.
You put water in a cup, it becomes the cup. You put piss in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. That's the Anime Trap House.
Yeah, if we had to identify as a podcast, we'd be like podcast fluid, you know?
Podcast very fluid. Podcast.
Yeah, dude.
That's actually what I say.
Very fluid.
People will go, oh, you're on a podcast? What's it about? I say, it's a podcast fluid. And they go, huh? Mm.
We talk about water a lot. We talk about staying hydrated.
The last time I said anime and piss, and they went huh? And I was like, yeah. They're like human piss? I'm like, yeah.
or what
other
not
piss,
human
dude?
Piss?
We're not
discriminate.
Whatever. If it's yellow,
I will say though,
liquid.
Our Discord people, the new people that are showing up, are like already top contributors to like the Discord, and I love it. Yeah. I love seeing it.
It's nice when new people join and then like give like fresh energy. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
I imagine it's like they've been listening for so long. They've been climbing the ladder, you know, to get to the diving board. And then they just fucking get up there and they, like, go down into a pool of piss. Yeah. And then they're here.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. There's people that have joined in, like, the last week that have said more things in our Discord than I have in the last, like, 4 years.
Yeah, that do be right.
Yeah.
Hey Harris, how was anime being? How was anime?
Vinland.
Oh yeah. I finished Vinland Saga season 2, by the way. I'm only a little late to it. It's dope, dude. This is so fucking good. Yeah. It was stupid how good it was. I know that I said I was bored, and when I look back at it, I was still bored. These last six episodes were not boring. These last six episodes were legit, and I was like crying a lot too.
Yeah.
Because he was like, dude, I'm just gonna talk to him. Let me just talk to him. Just beat the shit out of me and then I'll talk to him.
Yeah, let me talk to him.
And then he talked to him and he's like,
the conversation between him and Canute, how
it was so good.
My good butthole was so tight.
Yeah,
dude. He's like, I'm gonna save Vikings, and he's like, well, I'm gonna save everybody else, and he's like, so you're gonna do the work I can't do, and he's like, you better not make me do too much fucking work.
Yeah, he said, I see you, I run. All right, if you come after me, if you come back, I run more.
Mm-hmm. It was so fucking good, mm-hmm. and it was like such a good payoff for long term storytelling, because like Canute, like. He wasn't like this, right? He was like bitch made in the first season. He's like, I don't really want to be a bad guy. And then mm-hmm. the ghost of his dead dad's like, fuck him, you know?
Fuck him.
He's like, he's like, but I don't want to, you know? No, it was fucking great, man.
Yeah, it was great.
It was perfect.
And that was pretty much everyone's opinion that it was slow.
Oh, when he went home and his sister didn't know who he was, I was like, I'm so sad.
Oh, like, yeah, that sucked. But then, when the mom...
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a mess.
I got choked up on that one.
Yeah, it was so good.
All right. That was that. And now today... We are watching episodes of 7 through 12 of Frieren, Beyond Journey's End, a.k.a. anime Lord of the Rings. But first, do we have any emails or comments?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Snail mail. Snail mail. Yes, we do.
It's crazy so this happens. Even though it's like, you know, like one or two.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
still wild.
Well, yeah. now it's like every episode we have some. Because like before, it was like we'd go on a dry spell for like 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we got two emails. First one says, we're only in April, but do any of you still feel this year will be all downhill following JJK? Also, since FMA came up, where do you stand on Brotherhood versus the 2003 debate? If you haven't seen the 2003, it's just me. More FMA.
Don't do this to me, dude.
Don't do this to me.
There's not enough time, dude.
Right? I know.
Listen.
But that's what they said.
Okay. So first of all... It's been a good year for us in anime.
Great year. It has.
Personally speaking, this year sucks. But in the podcast, it's been great.
Yeah.
There's. I'm going to tell you what the correct answer is for Fullmetal Alchemist, and you guys can give your opinions. But I'll give you the correct answer. The 2003 one is strictly better, but Brotherhood is even better. That's just how it is. I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules. That's just how it is.
I want to punch concrete right now.
The original Full Metal Alchemist is fucking great, even though it's like it's got like a weird ending and all that shit.
It's got a dog fucking, shit ending.
No, it doesn't. It's a really good fucking ending, okay?
No, that last episode that got me fucked up.
Fuck off. It's so good. It's so fucking good. There is like Full Metal Alchemist was the pinnacle of like, I just feel sad all the time.
Yeah.
And Brotherhood was like, there is happiness and sorrow, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it depends on how old you are that you think one is better than the other.
No, I feel like emotionally charged, the original was better. I feel like there should be like an official kind of like fan watch. I don't know if they lost anything up to that point, but I feel like up to like Hugh's death or something like that, you can switch over to Brotherhood and finish it. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like when they did Brotherhood, they were like, man, they fucking killed it so hard. We don't even got to really try it. And you kind of see it like with the whole
they get to laboratory and stuff like third, that. Like they get to mm-hmm. like or the fifth laboratory in like four episodes. I was like, yeah. This took 25 episodes to get to in the yeah. original.
I just feel like they weren't trying to compete on the episodes that were covered.
Yeah. And that's, like they didn't go into like Yoki's background or like Barry the Chopper yeah. or like,
but everything after, so man,
good, it's, man,
dude. There's just yeah. so much shit that goes on that I wasn't even aware of that like that happens in Brotherhood that I'm like, I can't believe how good this fucking story actually is, you know?
Yeah. I do think in the O3 though, the thing that I liked the best that they did was that like the homunculus were made from failed human transmutations.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing, dude. Like that was cool. So good.
That was cool, but the actual thematic of like what Brotherhood, like what the yeah. actual story is, that's just better, you know?
Yeah, okay. That's why I said what I said. I said what I said.
He said what he said. He said the original is strictly better and Brotherhood is better.
Yep.
And I'm going to go ahead and agree with that. Go ahead and agree with that.
I don't know. You can't.
The worst part is I like if somebody would ask like which one should I watch, I say yes. Watch both.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
The correct watch like, both. In my opinion, the correct order to watch it in is like the 2003 one, and then watch Brotherhood. Because I feel like if you went the other direction with it, you would not enjoy it. You know, yeah, like
you might be right. I don't know.
Like because Brotherhood's a little bit more upbeat. It's more anime-y, right? Whereas like the original or like the 2003 one is like. It's just grim, dude. It's very sad. Every episode is incredibly depressing.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful and it's gorgeous and I love it.
All right, another email. It's titled Have You. God, I hate.
Here we go, dude.
I fucking hate our fans. Guys, all of you out there, if you're watching and you watch regularly or listen regularly, you're a piece of shit, just to know that. Have you ever had a dream that you want them to do you so much that you could do anything?
Do the smile.
If you don't know, you're too young.
There you go. That's the whole email.
Classic. Perfect.
Yep. It's so good, classic. Dude.
Are you going to answer
it? I feel like I had a stroke. And yes, I do feel like that sometimes. All right. On to the Spotify comments. So we had a new member join the Discord. I'll shout her out, Glow Girl. She's been fucking, chatting it up with everybody, commenting on everything. And she's been listening to all of the old episodes and leaving a nice little noise on each fucking one.
Jesus Christ.
But not she's not just writing noise. She's like adding it to like a sentence. And it's like really cool. I'm going to read one of them because I can't go through the seven she's had. It says a noise cup. Or I'm sorry. This is on... Dr. Stone, episode 1-6. A noise as a cup full of cave pee.
That's good.
They're just like that everywhere. They're all published on there. I'm going to have to go look at them.
That's yeah, so good.
There's a shit ton.
Yeah, she said she was starting from the very beginning, and she like made a comment like, oh, something said something gross in this episode. And I loaded it up, and then I was like, I can't listen to this.
It sounds so bad, dude. Oh, if you listen to the... first episodes, they sound fucking horrible.
Yeah. Rough.
They are rough.
They are so
shout
rough.
Out though for sticking through it.
Yeah, dude. Right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, if you listen to the old ones and you keep going, good on you, dude. All right. We'll go through we have six comments on the last episode, the free run 1-6. We have noise.
Yeah,
we have noise. Also, if you don't know all the names of the characters and places in this anime, they are German words. Frieren translates into being cold or freezing, and Fern means far away. Dope AF.
Oh, I don't know German either, so yeah, I don't know that won't help me on that one. Yep.
Nope. Accidentally wrote the Frieren comment on Vinland. Still noise. No, wait, hold on. They didn't spell it right. Still Nios. Oh, we have another one. Noise. Cool. We have another one. The forecast today is Noise. Each episode of this podcast is dopest dope. Can't help but feel sorry for the economy of Freerun. Make a god tier spell, and then they just make it obsolete. They did them dirty.
The fact that you said every podcast is dope as dope that we've done is wild. There's definitely some that I'm like, I wasn't feeling that one. That one didn't feel good.
There's been plenty where I'm like, oof.
I'm going to read one more that the dude meant to put on the Freerun episode, but he put on the Vinland Saga episode. Actually, there's a couple of them that I have to read from last week. Fuck. I got to like start like just taking a screenshot because there's so many that we get now. He wrote, nicest noise. That being said, RIP to the dog, Harris. The parallel of Himmel as a dog and Freerun as a human did ghost/fire type damage. But by the way, it shows in different depression and it's perfect. I love it.
Thanks, man.
That's going to be a confusing comment for someone who's on
Finland. Like, should I check out this podcast? What's it about?
Then this person said, dopest dope. Y'all are fucking hilarious. Twisted humor, just like me and my friends. Glad I found y'all. Thank you. The square root of nice is nice squared. That's it. That's all of them. We did it.
Hell yeah. We did it.
Dude, that's crazy that we get in that kind of engagement.
I know, right?
Yeah, are we funny? Fucking engaged, dude? Are we put a funny? Ring on my finger because we're engaged.
We gotta be a little funny because that's a lot.
We're like kill switch, dude.
Kill like engage.
Yeah.
That took me. Seriously.
Like
you fucking got me, dude.
Now we're going to Doper Choke. I've been waiting for the last like 15-20 minutes of this just to pass it off so I can go pee. Harris, take your time.
Hell yeah, dude. You give it to me to take my time. This is dope as dope. Go ahead. No, I'm kidding. It's so fucking good, man. I thought like it was just gonna be emotional the whole time, and I was like, I was taking psychic damage and just like face tanking it, and then all of a sudden they come at me with like some of the dopest action scenes I've ever seen in my life. The scene, hold the fuck on, listen to me now, okay? The scene when the girl manifests the axe and like spins and knocks Stark off of the fucking wall.
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, who do you become when you see something like that? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like. I had to go back and be like, whoa, hold on. That happened. I saw that shit. That's exactly. No, I saw that right. The whole, like, I'm going to hide my power level just for this one moment that happened.
Some ladies
like,
who
now
is shit,
years,
dude.
I feel like in a lesser anime, this moment would have made me really frustrated.
Yeah.
But because they've built the characters so well, it was the ultimate, like, yeah, you know, like, like I felt it. I felt how Justin like felt. You know,
it was
like,
cool as hell.
I manifested Justin in my lungs and felt it.
Yeah, as and it's nice too because they slow build that. Yeah,
yeah,
because because it just starts to shift. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
When she does it, and it's like the whole area
everywhere
is just engulfed with her mana.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, dude. And then they still hit you with the psychic damage with Stark's backstory, you know?
Yep.
And then the elf, right, that they meet later on, who like, okay, listen to me now. I want him to fucking squat me, dude. A shirtless man just sitting in a fucking cabin squatting.
Yeah.
Dude, sign me the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Talking to me about religion. Oh, yeah, and all this stuff with like they just keep doing the psychic damage of sadness.
Did you write the whole plot or
it's so good? I just it's so much to talk about. It's so good.
I just got it. Don't worry, I got it.
This one, and I keep watching it and comparing it to Full Metal Alchemist, right? Because I keep thinking that like this is what overthrew Full Metal Alchemist, and I want to be mad at it.
Oh yeah, you know? Right. I want to
be
put it through
so
that lens.
I want to be so mad at it, and I'm like. But it's cooking, dude. Yeah. It's fucking cooking. I can't feel anything wrong with it. So that's it.
Cody, go.
we're gonna go ahead and dope is dope it because it's dope is dope. Dope is dope I've ever smoked, you know? I can't even say a lot. Harris kind of nailed it all. You think you're getting a full emotional anime, right? And then they're like, but by the way, check this shit out. Fight scene and fight scene and fight scene. And they're all super cool. The bad guys have cool little unique abilities. You know, that's what we like in our fights, right? You see something, yeah. You're like, that's cool. Never seen that before. Pretty fucking neat. They gave it to us. They gave us our little Super Saiyan moment. They're hitting all the check boxes that I need, you know? Yeah. All of them are getting hit. And then they still are hitting you with that good writing, that good make you feel shit moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just great. And the only thing that I really need to say to give this a dope-a-dope is Frieren the Slayer, dude. Are you fucking me right now?
Yeah. Gross.
Are you fucking me right now, dude? It's over. She's the coolest character. I want to see how she got that name. Yeah. That's what I want to see.
Oh, she's just mad racist. That's why.
I fucking hate demons. And I like it, too, that, like, you know, we get this, like, maybe some demons are good, you know? No.
Nope.
They're bad. No. They're always
they're
bad.
All shit.
ADAB, all dude. Shit.
I don't even.
ADAB.
That was the thing. Too, like, I didn't even feel like they were like bad. It was just like, that's just how they were built.
Yeah.
Which just I fucking like,
it's,
love.
It's almost like evil. A robot where they're just like, I kill people. What
this
do you
just
want?
What I do.
I'm programmed.
Like, when the dude's like, yeah, my father or whatever. And she's like, what's father? And he's like, I don't fucking know. It makes them stop killing us.
Right? Yeah, dude. That shit was crazy, dude.
It's like.
Yeah, it makes sense, though.
They're kind of like.
I would have fucking nuked that dude right then and there.
Machine learning, you know? Yeah. Like, they don't know what the words mean. Yeah. They just. What they. The
imagine
most,
the first
most
demon
demons.
That found out that, dude. They're like, guess what? Life hack. Just say mom. They stop killing you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm really sad that we had to stop watching. I wanted it just to keep going. I see a lot of porn of the Frieren characters, right? Where the fuck is the Flame porn or Flame, whatever her fucking
name
is?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
She is tier number one in this entire show. And I don't
ever see it. I'll take
her
at the ripe age of 70, dude. I want to grab onto her little cheeks and flap them around.
Absolutely. I would.
Hi, hello.
I would seal up them wrinkles, man.
Yeah, dude. I would come on her so much that it would be like natural Botox. Like it would harden to where the wrinkles would just like.
And then you'd be able to peel it off.
Yeah.
And just
like they would look in the mirror and like they'd be like, all right, I think all the wrinkles are gone. And they just.
Yeah.
It's like when you get a new phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take the plastic off.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Justin, you can go.
You know that it wouldn't actually work like that, though. Hold on. It would just chip away. It wouldn't just be like a. Like
okay.
You'd have to like chip away.
You don't
it.
Know
it's
my diet.
Gross,
I got
man.
Some gummy cums, okay?
No. Yeah, dude. You got
no,
the gummy
it would chip,
gummy.
Bro. It would chip because of the oil on the skin. You didn't think we'll about the fucking
out.
Oil, you fucking idiot. The oil on the skin.
Up.
Listen.
You didn't think about the smell.
You're so stupid because I would be prepared, first of all. You're so stupid. I would first take an alcohol wipe and I would wipe down all the oil that's secreted from the skin. I would have somebody stretch her forehead skin as tight as possible. And then I would stand above her with one leg up and I would stroke down.
This he's taking her to a fucking spa, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Like he's taking her to a fucking spa. Catch my ass thrusting one time inside of her going, whoops, that's all I got.
Whoops.
Whoops. No, dude, I got somebody holding her skin stretch. I got a dude in the back with a fan and I'm just above her stroking down at her, you know?
Whoops, that's good tang. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Welcome to Cody's spa. Come one, come all. Mainly me come.
Dude, wait a minute. That's a legit tagline, dude.
Come one, come all is a good fucking.
It's really good.
Don't steal.
All right. This gets a dope's dope. It's good. I don't know. I mean, they've been kind of like teasing it where like I think Freerun's basically realizing, fuck, I might have, like, might have been in love with this guy. Like, I know I'm an elf and shit, but, like, and if it comes to that, I don't think I can handle it. That'll be too much for me.
Mm-hmm. Way too much.
Yeah, so dope is dope. Easy.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even put that together.
Yeah,
if that's true,
I'll be crushed. I'll just fade.
They started that plot line. I could see it going two ways. I could see either, like, she's like, damn, I really loved him and didn't know it back then, you know? Or the more realistic where, damn, I really am putting the past on a pedestal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which would be interesting, too. I don't know. PJ, go.
Okay, so before I go into
whoa
dope or choke, just listen. The person who knew what Harris was writing was me, and I've already told him my bad. So, was tire gate planned last week? No, my wife had a flat tire. Someone had to be there for her. Did I agree to go very quickly? Yeah, because I felt bad. You know, maybe I knew what Harris was having to watch. And it, bad timing, maybe. Good timing, I don't know. Who knows? But my bad. My bad. I knew.
I did yell at him. I did see him on Saturday. And I was like, you motherfucker.
You motherfucker, dude. Ah, the show's dope as dope. I mean, it's so simple. And I was a little worried. Because Justin broke my heart with Villain Saga, which was like, fuck things, just told things boring. I was afraid I was going to get some of that out of Justin for this. So I was slightly afraid. But I was listening last week, and I was just so filled with joy when I hear just the dopest dopes rolling in so easily, as it should be. The characters are amazing. I love fucking that Freerun's literally been alone for, like, I don't know, who knows? 900 years, 800 years, mm-hmm. Who knows? And then dude just looks at her and he's like, nah, bitch, I see you're strong. And she's like, you're probably right. And then she goes with him. Like, I love it. And then having to deal with the whole emotion of, like, finally grabbing onto somebody and spending the time and bonding and then having to lose them and go through that and, like, the people you leave behind. And I'm sorry again, but it fucking crushed me when Harris said fucking, you know, we're the fucking
dogs, yeah.
Stop it. It's too much. It's so true. And it's too much.
With everything that happened recently with Harris's animals and, like, watching this shit, dude, every time I look at Domino and I see, like, more and more gray going in her face, I'm just like, it's almost over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still have to keep going. I got so much life after this bitch. Shit is real, dude. It hurts.
You got to appreciate the time you got. That's the point
of this. You really do, man.
Yeah. Because then, like, what anime or what even fucking show out there is going to make me take a step back and, like, think of us? You know what I mean? Like, the four of you guys, the five of us doing this kind of shit. And fucking doing this for as long as we fucking can until the fucking wheels fall off. I hope we're doing this shit when we're 95 and nobody's listening to this shit. They're like, anime? Never heard of it. And it's just fucking us still going.
Yeah, because we definitely got, like, way more crazy and definitely got canceled and, like, definitely are super problematic. Because we, like, tripled down on it. We're like, no.
Yeah.
No, the thing is, though, is so funny, dude.
We can't get canceled, though. Like, who's gonna cancel?
No, I mean
us?
Canceled as in literally everyone leaves. I mean, nobody. Yeah,
we're still gonna do the podcast.
Still
this
doing
is
it.
For
we'll
them.
Do it,
this is for us. All right, fuck them
for real. But yeah, the whole emotion, the characters, the development, the simple little things that they add in, and you want to tell me how time moves after Himmel's death? You want me to cry every time we change scenes? Like, what are you trying to do to me right now? Like, don't tell me it's 29 years after Himmel's death. I can't handle that. I'm already done with you, dude.
Stop the counter.
Yeah, like, please help me. The only other, like, the music's amazing. Like, that's just the one thing that has to, like, bring it together, and they fucking nail it every time.
Mm-hmm. Even like the dumb little montages of them just doing menial shit.
Yeah.
And then they have that music in the back. I'm like, this is the most engaging thing I've watched.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay. It made me want to play an MMO, and I fucking hate MMOs.
Episode 11, they're just walking through town and after they defeated everybody, and they're being fucking like cherished by all the townspeople, and they just play that fucking song. And I'm like, are you fucking with me right now? Are you're going to make me do this right now? Yeah. I can't handle this. It's so beautiful. And then only other thing, the animation style when we get into the fights reminds me a lot of like Ranking of Kings, where like your main characters are still like fully detailed. Everything else is almost like barely lines and shadows.
Mm-hmm.
But it just makes me focus on the character so much that it's so good, and it like fuck everything else. I don't care. Whatever you gotta do to make it work at this point, it's beautiful. I love it. Love it to death.
And then there's me. I love going last just because everyone says literally everything, so I don't have to say anything. And I just go,
does nothing gets everything. That's been his whole fucking life. Just does nothing gets everything. That's Kyle. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, dope is dope. That's it. Plot!
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 Plot! Plot! Plot! Plot!
Piggity, piggity, plot!
Plot!
What does it mean that you made me go first? You're like, you'll get all of it?
And yeah, we got to front load all this shit, dude.
not to come at you too hard, but whenever we do this, right? Whenever we do plot, there is a moment half the time that I feel like you said your initial idea, and then I feel like you have in your voice, oh, I got to come up with something else to say about it. Where you like you do that voice crack, you're like, yeah, blah, blah, and I'm like, he's still, you could have just said that. You could have ended there. It's cool.
I can't help it. I have the gift of gab, man. I like hearing my own voice, but not really.
Let him cook.
Let him cook. Let me cook, man. I'm a chef.
You're a chef.
He's a word chef.
Word chef. Episode 7. Frieren is surprised that history historically happens, then when time passes, the people revere the time that passed. Her old boss is a legend. Talking about Flame. Show is just pure vibes. Frieren wakes up, then clears the road with magic, and the music makes it. The music, dude.
The music. Every
it's
time.
Such a cheat code to everything.
It is.
Yeah.
They're literally standing there doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm fucking locked in, dude. I'm like, yeah, dude. Move that shit.
They clear the road instead of levitating the cart, but I figure if I was the cart guy, I would be like, you could maybe do both. You don't have to.
You could do
I don't have to watch.
I could keep
you
going.
You push me over.
Yeah, you could just lift me up, dog. That rock is way heavier than me in this cow.
He's right? Shuffling.
Yeah. And he's just, and I'm helping.
Elves don't have romantic urges or reproductive instincts. They basically are pandas.
Rough.
Panda. Yeah, they just accidentally fall into it.
How'd they come to existence?
Like,
they're
did something change?
Magic. They're born
this
from
is, this. Okay, this is going to be what happens 500 years in the future when nobody alive wants to fuck anymore, okay? Yeah. It's already happening. Population's declining, all right? This is it. This is our future.
Is it? Maybe they... Fucking. Yeah. Like, because I always imagine, like, a sex singularity, like, where, you know, like, VR and sex dolls just get too good, and you're like, dude.
Sick, dude.
Yeah.
There's a Futurama episode, right, with the robot sex dolls, and he's like, this could happen to you.
Like, I would accidentally die, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd just forget.
I would not have been built for that apocalypse.
I would never not come.
I already don't want kids, so I think... my impact on the world would be the same. So they just need to give me that right now. You know?
Right. Wait, send it over here. Okay.
Send it over. I'm already not part of that
sponsor.
World.
She said it's been 400 years since she's seen another elf. They check out another statue Himmel made to remind his elf that he was alive. She wonders if it will be there in 1,000 years, then goes off to the next city. The next city is filled with knights on standby. Furin, on reflex, like the scene in Jujutsu Kaisen with Choso, prepares to fire on a demon before she even sees it.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
I love it.
It wasn't even on sight. It was like on smell.
Yeah. She was
like, it smells like
bitch. I smell bitch.
It smells like bitch.
Kyle, when he sees Tony Baloney, dude.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
The great Kyle and Tony Baloney beef of 2024.
Yeah, if I'm in Portland, you could just imagine me looking into the windows of houses, looking at cats, just being like, is that fucking him?
Kyle and Laura are going to take a trip to Portland, and they're going to be like at a Target, and you're just going to see Kyle stop and like slowly turn.
Yeah, dude. He gets a staff
Terminator
out of nowhere.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he just like he pulls out a 22. He bought a 22 just because he's going, and he just fucking pops Tony twice.
He's like, car alarm sends his regards.
Yeah, he walks away. The owner of the cat's like, what is going on?
What
he's
the
like,
fuck?
I'm like, you have insurance.
Jesus Christ. Kyle's like, bro, we're couch elves. I don't think you get it. They're going to die.
You don't get it.
Like, what?
He's like, that's for car alarm, bitch.
God, I'm still mad. I knew after day two when they updated us saying that we were second place. I was like, we're going to fucking lose this shit. Because I've already popped my whole wad. That's everyone. Yeah. Everyone's already voted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Furin basically is mad racist and gets thrown into a dungeon for 2 years. Oh, wait, no, I skipped a line. Instead, she's tackled by the guards and the demon is an ambassador. Yeah, politicians be demoning. Anime is so political.
It is, dude. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Furin, you already said the thing, right? I'm sorry, you went fast. But like when Himmel was like getting the statue made and he was telling her, like, I'm doing this for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
Dude.
Stop.
It was a lot.
Because you've seen him so many times doing the statue thing, and you're like, man, he's really fucking conceited. And then he hits you with that, like, 11
episodes.
Yeah,
he's like, one day you're going to realize that, like, you cared about us.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Dude.
Whoa!
I can't stand it, dude.
A funnier version of that would be, like, just like, he knows how old she will be. She's like, nah, you still got to see my fucking face. Furin basically is mad racist and gets thrown into a dungeon for 2 years about it. She says shit like all they do is devour, and the only reason they speak human is to lie and steal jobs.
And they stink!
I could smell them. I could smell them so far away.
I hate them! She just gets a fucking, like, country accent out of nowhere. It's a southern accent. Yeah. Yeah, all these demons!
Oh. That she remembers a time when a tiny demon child is about to be killed by a village. Someone decides to raise a kid as their own because they'd be no different than the demons if they killed her. Long story short, the kid burns the village chief's house and offers the chief's daughter as repayment for the kids that she ate.
They are fucking robots, dude.
Pretty smart.
That's definitely right. Because it's always the thing, like, how do you help humans the most? Kill them all because they won't get cancer anymore.
Dude, that was a lot.
Was it just me cut out? Or was it him?
What? Who?
Oh.
No.
My internet must be going.
It's
bad.
Not me, it's you.
Yeah, it's not us, it's you.
Okay.
Yeah, her eating us, somebody's daughter and then being like, well, I killed him so you can have. You said daughter.
The
like,
math.
I don't make sense. It's the same.
I mean,
thing.
Basically the same thing.
It's a daughter.
I don't know much about humans, but this looks like a daughter to me.
I feel like if you were really going to go all in on this, like, we can help them, right, and be human, Like, I feel like you could give her at least one free kill. Be like, look, I understand you killed the chief, but this is why it's wrong. Don't kill nobody no more. We should have been clearer about that. And then when she kills the next person, then you kill her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one, for sure. Everybody
gets one.
You think the whole village would be like, yeah, that's fair.
No, if somebody comes into the town and they eat somebody's kid, kill them. Absolutely not, brother.
I 100% agree with that. But if you're going to show them mercy for a little bit more than one kill after. You know what I mean?
What if it's a bear? What if a bear comes in and eats a kid? You know, it's a bear.
Harambe didn't even kill no kid. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
they almost
what are we doing
killed,
here?
They were,
and we went into so his fucking country, you know?
We thought Harambe might kill a kid and we killed him. R.I.P., dude.
Yeah.
All because some fucking dumb bitch fucking dad or mom or parent let their dumb fucking stupid kid fall into a fucking...
You think that kid's, like, bullied for the rest of their life?
Absolutely.
Guys, my brain is
the one without
on
a dad?
My brain is on such a tangent, and I hate it, and it just keeps getting worse the longer the conversation goes. Because it started with being like, I thought about the demon eating a kid, right? And I was like, for some reason, I imagined chopsticks in their hand eating the kid, okay? And then I thought about it, and that's horrific. Just imagine this taken off a bit by bit with chopsticks.
Had a problem with Harambe.
You know?
I was like, I can leave.
No, it keeps going. I was like, this is supposed to be German, though. Like, they're not going to use chopsticks. Fork and knife. I'm like, that's somehow worse. Like, that's somehow, I hate that just
100%.
As much. And then... Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about Harambe eating a kid. And I was like, well, how do monkeys eat? And I was like, oh, just taking a kid and just peeling it.
Bro, he's a gorilla.
That's rough.
Sorry, gorilla.
A gorilla?
I thought you were going to say kid cuisine. And I was like, kid cuisine. Okay, that's a lot.
Dude, have you ever we watched this documentary called Queens, and it was on animals, and it was about this fucking group of monkeys. And they're like, yeah, these monkeys are the most chill motherfuckers of all time. They're just chilling, eating berries, fucking the shit out of each other. That's all they do. But sometimes they want meat. So when other monkeys run by them, they just grab them and rip them apart and eat them.
Yeah, that was a forming PTSD. I don't. That's best words I got. I don't know. That lived in my brain for years after I saw it. Yeah.
It's a lot.
I'm afraid of chimps.
And they're so smart, bro. They like fucking, they like cornered them and then grabbed them. And they're like, yeah, they go for the babies because the babies are the easier ones to catch.
Oh. You see Planet of the Apes? You saw Planet, you
they're
know, the end
demons.
Of the movies? Statue of Liberty, dude.
They're demons.
They're among us. They're among us.
They're demons.
I can't watch those movies.
That would have been us. I mean, like, we, like, our ancestors did that shit. You know, like, we took, like, eight of us took down a fucking woolly mammoth and, like,
it's true.
Lived in it, dude. Yeah. We lived in this
fucking
carcass.
We're the new kids on the block, all right? And we fuck shit up.
I know what happens. It's fine. It's the animal kingdom. You got to do what you got to do. It's just, it's funny how it went from like these monkeys are the most chill motherfuckers of all time to like sometimes they want meat and then they tear apart the
duality of man. You know?
If you went vegan, I bet you after a week, you'll be ripping some motherfuckers apart too for some meat.
Okay? Just, is that a finger? Popsicle.
All right, I'm just saying, like, lack of meat does something to your brain, dude.
All right. Furin kills her and asks why a demon called for its mother while dying. And the demon is like, because humans get horny when I say mommy.
That shit was hard as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That shit was
cool. that was so dope.
Turns out the ruler, Graf Granat, was having peace talks to kill the demons that we was having peace talks with.
What kind of name is that, dude?
Graf Granat. That's how it's spelled. It's GrafGranat.
Look at this graph.
It is, yeah.
It's a weird name.
Graf Granat.
But it grew on me. Like, the first time they said it, I was like, is Graf a title or is it a name?
It didn't grow on me because that's the only time I use it this entire podcast. he takes his deceased son's war sword, but the demon ambassador says something about how Garfield Granite killed his father and that they need to end this. And the ruler is like, damn, you're right. We can't have a vicious cycle of killing each other's family.
He said, I listened to Tupac before I came in here. We got to make some changes.
He just looks at the pictures real quick and he's just like,
family. That was fucked up, dude. Yeah. That shit's crazy. They're good lives.
Too Fast, Too Furious?
Mm-hmm. Am I a demon?
Am I a demon? Yeah, you are.
We are the demons of the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. We're not ripping pieces off of babies to eat them.
You know, oh, I mean? Yeah, like, we just make farms. What do you mean?
No. We do really horrible shit, then, though.
What do you think chicken nuggets are,
we do
are,
bad things. Right. Not human babies. I mean, these chickens, these monkeys were eating monkey babies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but other species of monkeys.
I'm not like,
monkeys.
Push it out. Other species of monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's okay. Like us eating a monkey.
Like if we ate a monkey.
CPJ, the fact that you were just trying to defend that lets us know that we're demons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right?
You're like, no, we're not eating our babies.
Seeing other things as babies. That makes it better.
It's okay.
We literally farm babies to eat.
It's just veal.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck. Also, what does this dude have against wearing his jacket correctly? Like,
shut the fuck.
Not one time was his arm through the.
That's the badass way to wear.
That is the badass way.
That is the only way.
Tell me you haven't played Final Fantasy X without telling me you haven't played Final Fantasy X.
There's only one more way that you can wear your jacket that's more badass, and that's the Orin one sleeve.
Yeah, dude.
Shit, sick. You have it tied around your waist, and you just put one sleeve in and one sleeve out. That's
hard.
You can't wear a jacket more badass than that. It goes so hard.
Yep.
When leaving, the lolly demon asks the ambassador what a father is, and the dude is like, a priest or a sex thing? I'm still trying to figure this shit out. I don't know.
I hate that.
Anyways, the demon's plan is to shut down the defenses for Aura, one of the seven sages of destruction, so she can stomp the city down with her army. The third demon, meanwhile, heads to the dungeon to deal with the threat that is Frieren.
Dropped.
Also, the way he basically finger flicks a dude's head off to get to the dungeon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He said, oh. Bah.
They had to do the quickest power scale between him and Frieren so quick. They're like, all right, watch him just pop a head, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that reminded me so much of fucking dude. It reminded me of Sukuna, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was sick.
Yeah.
But also, it reminded me of fucking Demon Slayer guy. Why can't I think of Muzan?
Oh, yeah, when he's just knocking shit off
people. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yep.
And then we get the typical, you underestimate my power level chit-chat between Frieren and the demon. End episode.
Yeah, this gets a Star Wars Revenge of the Sith out of Tales of Symphonia.
You underestimate my power!
Your power?!
You will not take it from me.
Oh my god, that video will live in my head rent free till the day I know.
I could quote that for the rest of my life.
Yes. I know, that's the like that scene before that video, one of the hardest scenes in cinema.
Yeah.
After that video, one of the funniest scenes
in cinema. Funniest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. Absolutely.
I've watched entire like video essays about how George Lucas does dialogue, and it's like one of those things where it's like it's dog shit, but no other dialogue sticks like that, you know? Yeah. It's such a duality. I don't get it.
I don't know. Dude, Revenge of the Sith is the most slept on Star Wars movie. It's legit good.
It's not slept on. Yeah, it's easily the best of the three.
Six.
Let's not be crazy.
No, of the prequel.
He said of the six. Yeah. Look at him, dude. What are you talking about?
Of the three prequels, easily the best three.
Of the old six movies.
Dude, wrong. Phantom Menace has Qui-Gon Jinn and Darth Maul. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me, dude.
That's true. No. That shit went hard.
That movie is a close second.
But
you're going to say Revenge of the Sith isn't strictly better?
I will not say it.
Oh, yeah, you
can't. You will not catch me.
You can't. You're just trying to stick out a point. You can't.
Dude, Darth Maul and Qui-Gon Jinn and the fight?
All right.
Okay. It's Liam Neeson's.
Okay, hang on, hang on. Episode one is better. Okay,
it's better. It's
but
better.
Episode three is strictly better.
It is. Okay. You're right. I had to hear it that way. I understand now. I had to hear it that way.
I love this so much.
I had to hear it like that. You're right.
Also, episode two is dog shit.
Episode two is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
I fucking hate that movie.
I can't believe that's a movie, dude. How much Anakin hates sand is how much I hate that movie.
Which meme from the prequel trilogy is the best, though? Is it the
same? It is from that fucking movie, though.
I mean, my favorite is the Padme and fucking Anakin when they're in the field. Yeah,
that's episode two.
Yeah, I know. It's the best. I don't know.
See what I'm saying? The duality.
All the movies have their strong points, you know?
It's true. Two is like every scene is a fucking meme, dude. I'll never forget being in the theater when Yoda pulls out his lightsaber and people are going crazy.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't know. That's going to live forever in my brain because that was wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Episode 8. The demon choker tries to behead the elf with a magical noose, but the noose was loose because the elf stayed ahead with her head by making a magical choker beneath that which was choking her.
That shit was sick, dude. If she had any inkling to be sexual, dude.
Yeah.
Bruh.
She's
getting fucked and it's like somebody reaches for her throat. She's like, I got it.
You won't do it right.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to choke me like I choke me.
I just want to call it. That was good.
It was good, Kyle. It was great. Yeah, it was great.
Very good.
Frieren is cold as hell. She's like, demons these days are soft and in the moment disarms the dude literally.
Dude. Yeah.
She's like, y'all ain't shit these days.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you got me. And he's like, yeah, I do got you, bitch.
She's like, a string? a fucking string. You're going to come in here with a string, brother? Okay. Good one. You got
it. And then she just mounts him and makes his head pop.
Dude.
Yeah. The way she grabs his throat and then explodes it, mm-hmm. I am a Frieren simp now, dude. Yeah, I want her to do that to me, to both my heads.
Yeah.
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 Imagine doing that to your fucking scrotum, dude.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Fucking squeeze it.
Absolutely.
Like, I know I'm a child when she, like, cuts one of his arms off, and I'm like, oh, you could do that?
Yeah, you could do that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this was like, she was vicious. On this, she did not have to kill him like that.
There was
like,
no hesitation.
He just disappears. And she's like, I'm gonna get on top of him and squeeze his head like a ketchup bottle. Well, and then,
yeah, you know, she was sitting in that dungeon. She's like, that demon stank is fucking come down here. I can't have stinking up here. I'm gonna be smelling it for 2 years down here.
Mm-hmm. She started walking down the stairs and she puts his face like in the bars. Stinks. She's saying demon with a hard D. Just fucking
go back to River Styx.
Yeah, dude. Go back to your casket.
Oh man.
When she finds a dead guard outside the prison cell, she realizes that this will look bad. Meanwhile, Fern and all right, this is the first time I'm going to say it in the dub, they all the time say Stark.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. I can't stand
it. It's spelled
it
Stark.
Me.
I'm probably going to say Stark a bunch of times.
Is Tawny missed the last two episodes from last week, so he's a new character. And I was like, yeah, his name's Stark. And they kept saying Stark. And she's like, are you sure his name is Stark?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll turn the subtitles on right now.
Fucking Tony Stark.
There's no H in it. Why are they doing it, dude?
Yeah.
That's how you say it in German.
Stark. Yeah, you know what? You're right, Justin.
Come on, man.
You're right.
Well, we have antibacterial soap here. It kills 99.9% of germs.
What is happening?
German joke. Look, I didn't write that one. I don't take credit for it. I don't rip.
You said it.
That was a pre-World War joke right there.
Did he reach way back for that one?
No!
His fucking grandpappy gave him that one. Yeah,
that's why he's the time mage.
Yeah. Oh, he's the time mage. Kyle went back and said, yeah, the germs did it.
Meanwhile,
COVID 2020.
Remember that name. Furnace Shark are just eating hamburgers and spilling beer to cover up his pee pee pants.
Yeah. He said it's a good thing I'm wearing my brown pants because I about shit myself. When I saw that dude not even look at me.
The ruler is a lot more keen than we expect, however. He sees through the lies of the demons and confronts them, asking where the third demon has gone off to. We get another moment like the first one, and I honestly thought the ambassador was going to word his way through this as well. It would have been cool as hell. Except he sort of just releases his blood jutsu and kills all the guards in the room.
It was good, dude.
Yeah.
Just popped him. Wow.
The 0 to 100 on it is like, well, okay. Everyone's dead.
He gave him the old ghost ship, dude.
It reminds me of that joke. I forget who it is. It's a stand-up comedian, but he's like, just lie longer.
that was Tom Segura.
Okay, yeah, Tom Segura. The people in custody, and they're like, you killed her. He's like, no, he didn't. He's like, yeah, he did. He's like, all right, fine, I did it. He's like, what are you doing?
No, because he's like, well, we saw you with that guy. He's like, yeah, I did it.
That's how this was. The guy's like, well, your friend's gone. Did you murder him? You could have been like, no, I don't know where the fuck he's at. But he's like, all right. Yeah. And then he just bites himself. He's like, I guess we're doing it.
He could have said dad one more time.
Right.
Dad?
Just rolling around. Dad? Maybe?
He's like, he just starts saying relations. Dad?
Mama.
Aunt. Uncle?
Priest. It just goes full machine learning. Just starts doing weird shit. Takes his pants off. You're like, that's not, oh, this isn't working?
It's like, you guys really like working?
I thought taking my pants off would work.
Everybody's fucking. Everybody's naked all the time. I don't know what to do. Do I stroke?
When do I fuck?
Yeah. Do I say mother now or later?
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Furin finds her party and catches them up on the ongoings. She says she's skipping town and this is their quest now.
She's on such.
I love that, dude.
She's on such hood shit. She's like, I'm out of jail. I'm fucking leaving, dude. Like, I'm not going back.
I got fucking 5 stars right now. Choppers are going to be on their way.
They're on the way.
They can't get me.
And then her friends are
getting my ass out of here.
Like, well, what about these people? She's like, aren't y'all. Like, you're a fucking warrior and you're a mage I trained. Like, what the fuck am I.
Yeah. Go do something.
Dude.
You killed a dragon last week. Yeah. What do you do?
It's time to grow up, brother. Mom has to go get some milk. Mm-hmm. DRB.
Pick me some cigarettes.
This whole village is fucked.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, Fern and Stark sneak in. We found out Flemmy made the magical defenses long ago. Stark finds a leader and can't cut a rope to save his life and is also rude as hell about it, as if he's not the one struggling with a rope.
Right, he's talking shit to the dude tied up, and he's like trying to cut the rope. It's like you, it's
he's
you.
Like,
fucking, you're the problem.
He's
dude.
Like, damn, you bitch made for getting caught.
He's like, you old as dirt, bitch. He's like, the fuck I do, man.
And then when the demons show up, he thinks cutting them is easier than the rope. Like, I'm like, you need to go back to the basics here. I don't think I'm ready for demons right now.
He's like, I'll cut the shit out this demon. This rope? Can't do it. Can't be done. Can't be done. I'm cutting the shit out of you.
He literally gave up on the rope. He said, fuck the rope. I'm breaking the chair.
I mean, he's a problem solver. Yeah, I would have been working on the rope. I would not have thought about breaking the chair.
Yep.
Stark gets punked on the ground, but Fern drops down off the roof, and the bastard gets dunked by one of her kill spells.
Ooh. Yeah. The way he bounces off the wall, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tasty.
Yeah, that little slow when she charges her little laser.
Yeah.
Yeah, the animation just keeps doing it, you know?
It's so good.
It's so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to know what the spell was. She said it's a simple Zoltrak. And a long story short, he's like, that's
not no Zoltrok. I know. That's not
that shit was made in a fucking lab, okay?
That's Zoltrok
is different this time. This is fucking legalized Zoltrok right now. Okay.
They made this shit stronger.
Man, this Zoltrok hits.
This ain't that shit on the street, dude.
That's not the Zoltrok of the '70s. It had seeds in it.
Fern's like, yes, it is. He's like, okay, you can't hand me a glass of piss and call it water, all right? He's like, yes, yeah, I it's still piss, dude. He's like, it's water. I don't know. I was told it's water. I've been
There's
drinking
some
it.
Water in there, huh?
I've been drinking it for years, all right?
Let me open my next can. There we go. Fern and Stark run off with the ruler. Also, he just now remembers the ambassador, just now remembers fighting Furin. How the hell did he not recognize Furin? That's like...
long time, bro.
Yeah, but like, that was one of those things where he's like, oh, the number one killer of demonkind. Yeah, right there. That was her.
did he fight her, or did...
He said he's seen her. He said he's literally seen her kill a bunch of demons before and was like, damn.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of those things like, you just hope it was a nightmare, you know?
It was like 80 years ago, right? And he probably just like just wrote it off as like it's just another fucking elf. Like he's right. Probably a bit racist too, yeah. Right? You know, all these elves,
all these ears.
Oh, look at him in their big ears.
Hit him with a hard F, you know?
Yeah. End episode.
Oh shit! I wasn't ready. This gets a Castlevania out of the. Oh man, what's that Nicolas Cage movie? I always forget the title because it's so long. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nice.
All right. Episode 9. Nice. Noise.
Noise.
Episode 9. The ruler is at a church, which I guess has its own protection spells against demons. Maybe instead of having a legendary mage thousands of years old, with their magic, protect a city. Just make every single building a church. And even if they can break through that, it'd be a nightmare, dude. You're like, it's
demons,
all church.
Demons hate this one simple trick.
Anyways, meanwhile, in the woods, Furin confronts Aura with her headless army. The knights charge Furin and are insanely strong. Dude, just the animation of Furin dodging the sword's blows with her staff.
Yeah, dude.
I love wizard shit, and my brain is being gooned.
Gooned, dude.
Furin recognizes the crest of the knights. Aura holds an artifact that pitches an entire battle based on who has more mana, and the winner gets a free slave.
The animation of her de-spelling some of those fucking guys too.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was beautiful. The yeah. The like the lighting that comes yeah. out and her fucking staff and shit.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
It's so good.
I rewatched a lot of the magic parts. Like I slowed down one part
yeah.
specifically because it was so fast and I wanted to appreciate every frame. Furin casts a mass disenchant around her. Aura is surprised because nobody's wasted so much mana on minions before. Seems kind of pointless. Furin remembers Himmel scolded her for disrespecting the dead by killing them. And this is her new ninja way of not killing the
Hell
dead.
Yeah, dude.
Stark finds his balls beneath all that piss he's been leaking in his pants. And he says he's going to go beg Furin to return.
I hate that was good. He made this big speech and I was like, yeah, let's go. And he's like, I'm gonna go ask her to come back.
I've worked up the courage to go ask for help.
The turnaround was on point. Yeah. Like it was exactly what I needed at that moment.
When they were getting ready to leave the city, they realized that the blood on them is a tracking device for demons, which is when they are attacked by an Axelita and a blood demon.
Yeah, Chick is like, dude, get naked, quick, get it off. Get yeah, it all I off.
I keep waiting for the fan service to happen, and when she took her jacket off, I was like,
oh no.
Yeah. I was like, age check. And then I was like, okay, good. We're good. She's still fully clothed.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see Stark's dick, though. We know he's 18. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Not in this episode.
Right, not now. Not I never said right this now.
Not this episode.
Nah, I never said that, dude. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. What are you trying to say?
I just said.
When they start drawing those lines, get a little bit more aged the next episode. Blood Demon pinned Fern against a wall with a blood spear and says that he was trying to kill her, but she is cold as hell. Just like Fern. No screams in this thought, just thoughts. He asks some dumb question that then deduce that Fern is off to go fight Aura. Fern force pulls her staff into her hand like a Jedi and points it toward the bloody seaman. And she says the attack was revenge for catching him off guard and that he's just cocky.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even deny that shit. He's like, yeah, you're right. You see through me. this is the one instance of mediocre writing in the show that I can find. Right before a battle, we get a flashback that gives context about Fern teaching us that she'll never be as skilled as Furin, but is actually faster at casting spells. This next gunslinger standoff is so cold. I've rewatched this part so many times. The way he he swings round to attack and then abandons the attack to shield off her blast, because her blast fired off so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
Just raining little cum shots at him.
It was it was so fast.
Yeah,
so quick.
I was like, they really did cook my brain on this one.
We get two fights at once. Fern shitting on Blood Demon. Axelita shitting on Stark. The demon assumes she will exhaust her mana. And then after a while, realizes maybe he's actually bitch made. Maybe I don't got this.
Did you say Axelita?
Yeah.
Is that her real name or did you just make
No, I didn't look up her name. They're here for like two episodes.
It's like Axolotl, but Axolotl. Yeah,
no, I know. It's just that's really fucking good. That's why I was like, did he just do that? Or was that in the show? Kyle's the best. I like how
Harris was trying to compliment him. And Kyle's like, I don't know. It's two episodes. Fuck off.
That's fucking good, man.
Yeah, good job, You're Kyle. Sorry.
Fuck me.
We learned that Axelita is like the taskmaster, but magic. So she's magically copied his master's techniques.
Yeah.
Dude gets shit stomped again and again until he remembers that his master hit way harder. And then dude gets up from the ground and says, you know what? You've actually been weak this entire time. All this blood is fake on me. All this blood. No. And then he eats her axe and hits with a lightning strike.
Hell yeah, dude.
This was great. This was awesome. Amazing.
This is so fucking good.
Yeah.
He's like, I just woke up and realized you're weak, dude. Yeah. Like, who are you? I was like, thank you. Thank you so much. Like, then he takes it to the hip, and I was like, that's so smart.
That shit's nuts.
He's like,
bro.
I forgot.
My dad hits harder.
At all. Okay. I forgot. I'll just get hit. I can just get hit and then lightning strike you. I forgot.
I forgot I was a tank. Dude. I'm fucking stupid,
so
dude.
Funny.
Yeah, the lightning strike is
Warriors are always covered in blood.
It's so visually pleasing, you know? Just the fucking light, and then she's in half, and you're like, yeah, dude.
They quick cut, like a quick zoom out over the fucking woods to show the lightning strike.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, dude. Okay, sure.
Yeah, and the shock on her face, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
And then he does that just as Fern zip-zaps her demon.
Mm-hmm.
End episode.
Yeah, let's get to Demon Slayer out of Ultimate Spider-Man.
To reference Demon Slayer as well, I love the fact that they also just like slowly make people disappear. So we still get that like life-ending conversation.
Yeah.
Also, the demon guy that's like that had the blood power. He had that area that he got blown made of blood, dude.
Yeah.
He didn't regenerate it. He's just like, I'm just going to make blood where this part of my body should be, dude. That's fucking cool. And I thought he was going to stick around for a lot longer because he was like, I hate Freerun. She's a genius. And I fucking hate geniuses. And I was like, ooh, character development. Psych, he did.
Should have been stronger.
This is the second time that
I like desynced from Riverside for a little bit, but I'm back. But okay, I got the back. End of that conversation.
I've done it a couple times too, Kyle. I don't know, that might be dying.
Yeah, I think it is. We're halfway. We're halfway.
I say you better fucking get through it, dog.
Episode 10. Blood Demon says Frieren is dead. Frieren is like, no, she's cool. And then Blood Demon figures out his failure way too late, after already being dead. In the past, Flamme, fucking, I didn't write it in. I did not put any horny things, but Cody Flom? Nailed it.
Oh,
Flamme. When you see her in this part,
dude, it's unreal.
Yeah,
it's unreal. It's the hair part. It's the hair part. Yeah. And the one eye's always just slightly covered.
Mm-hmm. It's her eyes for me, dude. Like any bitch that has the eyes that are like just, she looks like she's fucked up a little bit all the time, dude.
Yeah.
That's also true.
Me. I forget the name of it, where their eyelids go over the top of their iris. I don't know the name of it. Japanese have a cool
like closing your eyes.
No, it's a thing, but it's fine.
Yeah, I like sleepy eyes.
Is it a smoky eye?
Sure.
Is it the perfect smoky eye?
Smoky
eye. Call it smoky
eye. Is it your best cold blue steel?
Now I'm going to look it up, because now you guys got it.
For me, it's the toga.
It's everything.
Just drop to close, quick.
She gave me good vibes. She looked like fucking Professor Juniper.
Yeah.
Pokemon. Yeah. And I was like, all right. I'm done.
give me my starter.
Yeah.
Also, like that toga, it's resting on some hips. So, like, you get a little bit of imagination. Ooh. You know she's rocking it under that shit. Dude. Are you kidding?
For me, it's the fact that she's just a bad fucking bitch, dude. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
dude, she fucking just disappeared those fucking dudes.
Yeah.
She said, oh, you're gone now. Yeah. You don't exist anymore.
She said,
there without wasn't a even staff, a hill, bro. Traitor.
You guys remember?
Like, there was no staff.
You guys remember in Rosen Garden Saga when Orochi just like held her hand out at the people and then closed it and then it was a crater? That is, like that move is on par to me with like a face slam into the ground. Like if you reach out and then close your fist and a part of the earth is missing, I'm for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that to my ball.
Shit, dude, there's like a very select few of like things that live rent free in my head as far as cool shit in anime. This is one of them. And it like the fucking Jujutsu Kaisen where Toji fucking steps and like flash steps mid step.
Yeah.
Those two fucking things. That's it. That's all I think about ever. When any cool shit happens, I'm like, oh my God.
In the past, Flamme discovered a dead demon leader and sees a young Frieren lost in thought after her village has been destroyed. Flamme kind of shits on her orphan child for a bit. Questionable decision.
I mean, that's like she's a 6-year-old orphan kid.
She's like, you're mad as shit, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you. God damn. Dude.
Wasn't but strong enough to save the village, were you?
Were you, huh?
Or was she dead? Fucked up. Just fucking came into this village. Just fucking after shit's already done. Like, damn, you suck. Yeah.
It really seemed like that. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. Eventually takes her in as apprentice.
Dude, that makes me think that she fucking did it. Like, she sicked that demon on them. And then she's like doing, like, she's grooming this girl. She's like, I shouldn't even take you because you're a piece of shit. You probably won't be anything.
Yeah, you probably
like, but I'll take you in.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess I'll teach you how to kill demons.
I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah.
I'll make you a 1,000-year demon slayer, dude. Like, what?
So, like, this is an isekai now. It's like, so I sent a demon to kill a village of elves that lived for 1,000 years after I died.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hate those titles so much.
They're the worst.
I hate when they start with so. I don't know why. That frustrates me more than anything.
For me, it's that one time. When it starts with that one time, I'm like, oh.
I kind of
it's too specific.
I'm okay with that one time. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, like that one time I slayed a bunch of demons and then.
Yeah, that one time I got reincarnated as a stepsister stuck in a washer.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's very American Pie. You know.
They find some demons, and Flamme clears them. Flamme conceals her power level at all times. It's kind of essentially the same exact thing as the Namek arc, where Earth controls Espresso's key to grow it, while the rest of the universe wields it like weapons and gets surprised when someone minuscule reaches 9,000.
Dude, imagine if they never figured that out, like, in Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. That's how... That's, like, the whole basis of their universe, of them just doing, hey, I'm stronger. You fucking thought I'm stronger.
Yeah. It's called Senpaku Eyes. Got him. Fucking crushed it. Figured it out.
Took you long enough.
Yeah, it took a minute because
you have to go fly to Japan to figure that out.
No, every time took long enough. It was
you
just
had to check your fucking Tokyo box.
So I googled it and then it said, I googled it and then the first result said, do all Japanese people have slanted eyes? And I'm like, that's not what I wanted to know. That's not what I typed at all. Why am I getting that, dude?
You definitely are not.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You can't go to Japan now. They know you.
They know you, dude. They're going to look at me and be like, you motherfucker.
Yeah. While humans use status and wealth, demons use mana. Mana is everything for demons, so they would never consider hiding their power entirely. Flamme asked to put flowers on her grave. We get a montage of Frieren spending a lifetime practicing and living a witchy life in the woods, and when she is found by an adventuring party.
Mm-hmm. This would be me with my big dick. You know what I mean? It would just, like, status quo. If I had one as big, I would just, like, sweatpants every day. It would be 95 degrees outside, and I'm wearing gray sweatpants.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just wandering.
Essentially, she's been doing it so long that there's no warble to her spirit flow that you can see when someone suppresses their mana. To Aura's careful eyes, she sees it as a steady flame. Aura uses her artifact, and their souls are pulled together to the scales. Aura gloats when the scale tips for her, but then the scale starts to move in the opposite direction. Nani? Then all Frieren has to do is release her mana like a big fat fart she's been holding in.
And, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And Aura...
I was imagining this like a fart.
The visual, you know?
Yeah, dude.
And Aura can't believe the smell of it. It stinks.
Yeah, dude.
She's like,
stinks. Those are those good eggs.
Fear then hits her with the old Lelouch of Britannia Xbox Live chat of KYS.
And, dude.
That shit went hard, dude. That
Aura cuts her own head off. Yeah, dude. Also, I in this wholesome ass anime having.
Good callback.
Yeah.
Just want to say good callback to. I like
that. Good callback. Hey, that's a good callback.
But yeah, in this wholesome ass show, and then having someone be like, kill yourself, and then having them do it, you're like,
And then you get the first person view of her head falling.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And Free was just walking away.
Yeah.
Dude, I love the first person view.
That was like a fucking Smash Brothers like victory.
Yeah,
screen.
Dude. Yeah. And it's like, it's not like a, just an instant thing. We have to sit and watch the demon cry for a bit. You know?
Yeah. And, they like, don't want to do it.
No. Yeah. Like, oh, Freerun's a fucking gangster. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
End episode.
Yeah, let's get some Moon Knight out of Dragon Ball Z.
See, I feel like I make it harder for Harris because I'm like, taking away these references. No, you don't get this.
He'll still use them.
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best.
Episode 11. The ruler thanks Frieren for her mercy on the undead. It is then that they discover the body of his son in the masses, and he's very grateful for Frieren.
This was a lot.
Yeah.
I hated this.
Him being like, you could never know how much I thank you.
I was like, is this show just going to be violence now? Because that's great. And then this happened. And
like, the fucking goblin.
Frieren's just there at the fucking scene, like sitting down, like basically praying and just waiting for them to show up. I'm like, can you not make me see this?
Mm-hmm.
It's all the time.
There's some chatter about being respectful for rulers and how the original party almost lost their heads for being disrespectful. And Stark starts sweating in his clothes when a dude with an axe shows up. It's just a funny gag.
That's fucking. Mm-hmm. It was funny. Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Hard.
Comedic timing.
We get a shot of some hamburger eating, the ruler looking at his son's sword, the common people chilling, a menacing man with an axe.
Those hamburgers were so big.
So big, dude.
Like, they were huge. Like, I'm not 100% convinced the person that wrote this has had a hamburger before. It was huge.
Yeah, it's like a whole,
like, I think they've only seen them in, like, pictures.
Pie. And I'm like,
they might, that may be how they do it in Germany.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I don't know. They've seen just the burger in, like, a magazine ad, but they didn't know the scale of it. So they're like, this has to be fucking huge. I don't know.
Or maybe they're regular sized burgers and all the people are tiny. You ever think about that?
Mm. Maybe they eat them like cake. Like, they just make a big one and then just cut slices out of it. Right. That sounds awesome.
I am in.
Yeah.
I'm getting so hungry just thinking. Oh, man. Also, they set up a cool art piece with all the suits and weapons of the dead. Very macabre. Is that how you say it?
Macabre.
Yeah.
Yep.
Macabre. The R is kind of, fucky.
It's there. It's like Stark.
It's also just kind of, it's so Stark. Fucky being like, yeah, this is the clothes they wore. We made an art piece with it. You're like, okay. there's something about how you can only go north with a first-class mage, and Efrin is confused. She's like, y'all keep changing regulations every decade. She shows a holy relic, and it's essentially useless and now outdated.
I kind of love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Yeah.
They take back to the old dusty road, except the old dusty road is a snowy road. They get lost with basically no supplies almost immediately. They find an emergency shelter at the foot of the mountain, and inside is a man doing squats by himself. They're ready to just leave because he looked like a pervert, but oh shit, what's up? It's an elf. Elf side.
Elf side? God damn it, dude.
His name is Kraft. He's a monk. He provides body warmth for Stark to save his life. Stark is shocked, but then awed by the monk's sick-ass abs. Big spoon me, daddy.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They get some supplies and decide to hunker down, and the show is just so goddamn good with its montages. There's so many montages in this show.
Yeah, so
dude,
many.
That one montage was like 6 months.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts, dude. Mm-hmm.
And like, there's no cringe dialogue. That's the best part montages, because anime's always shit at dialogue, and they're like, we only have to do some good lines, and then we could just cut scenes.
Yeah,
it's better.
They had somebody there really smart. They're like, because somebody's like, all right, put some dialogue in the montage, and the guy was like, no, music.
And the song from them in that fucking village before they leave is just beautiful. Yeah. It encapsulates fucking everything that's happening. It's so great.
Yeah,
it's got one of, I think it's one of my favorite songs, like, in an anime. It made me feel so much.
The two elves discuss religion. Frin is also is all atheist, but Kraft is like, you're still young, you'll get it. Basically, they live such long lives, and if nobody remembers his deeds, then it's too sad to bear. He offers to trade life stories, but she declines. She's like, I already did that with someone, and also they're dead. And it's like, I didn't really understand it, but she's sad.
I fucking cried.
What do you mean you didn't understand it?
Because you're like, I already shared my life. Also, they're dead, so never mind.
She had a long life, dude.
Right.
Plus, she doesn't want to feel sad about this, because now she's realizing that she feels sad about that, and she's like, well, I'm not doing that again.
Just starts tearing up right there.
I took it as like this elf that she met is like a genuinely lonely person who has not had anyone to share his life with. And she's like, I've shared my life with these people. So I don't have that compulsion to have to share it with someone else again, like you do.
Oh.
Maybe I'm a bad guy.
That's how I took it.
His whole thing in like talking about the goddess of creation and stuff and like sharing what he did good with her, I was like, man, is this religion just so selfish?
Yeah.
It's just right. To make you feel good, huh? Okay.
Dang, that's crazy. You could almost say that that's everyone. Dang.
It hit me and I was like, yep. They nailed it. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was kind of
sweet
and poetic, right? Like he's like, I have to believe in it because no one tells me what I've done because no one knows. And this immortal right. being will know everything I've done and tell me like you did good. Cause at the end of the day, that's all like any guy really wants, right? You just want someone to like hold you and be like, here's all the things you did good. I'm proud of you. And then you just go,
and then you die. You go,
and then you suck on big mommy milkers.
And then you die, and then you suck on a titty for all eternity. That's a good
listen. If you suck on a titty for eternity, like titty sign domain. Me up.
Give me fucking
eternity, dude.
Give me fucking dude. Eternity like is gonna be the fucking bitch from
your eternity.
How many of us are off ourselves tonight? You know,
right.
Yeah.
He's titty gone, after this.
After you die, it's like he's gone to the great eternity in the sky.
And I'm just up there in a baby's outfit, just
dope.
Like, you don't, like, when we bury people, we don't put them in, like, a suit. We put them in, like, a baby and, like, you have to put them with a rattle and, like, a pacifier, but next to them, not in their mouth, because their mouth needs to have the
That's the
reason. That's why I know reincarnation's a real thing, because then you're going to wake up one day, but you're actually a baby. Like a new baby sucking on your new mom's tits. And that's reincarnation. And
you have to take out all of the teeth of the person, you know, so they can't bite the eternity.
Oh. You have to go to the dentist right when you show up to heaven?
Can we stop on this part? Can we stop here?
You're going to get such a big titty to suck on after we rip out every single one.
Yeah,
you know how.
But no, it'd be after you're dead, like when they're preparing your body.
They take
right? Oh,
like,
that's true.
They're like, yeah, he believes in the eternity, and then it's like, okay, like that. I know that religious thing. Like,
just fucking because
they used to put like the coins on like
the river
people's
sticks.
Eyes, right? Yeah. They just pull your teeth out.
Yeah,
and like wrap you in like a diaper.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think that if you're up there for eternity, you ever think they have to pull somebody off of a nipple? Because like you know, you suck like. Breastfeeding, the nipples get a little long because you know they've been fucking wrenched out.
Eternity is eternal, you know.
Yeah, like, I just imagine that the nipple eventually gets so long that it's just dripping into your belly.
Oh, that's
the
thing I want.
The eternity doesn't do that. You got you want to take a break? You
gotta
like
it doesn't lose less. It doesn't gain less.
You have to pull me off of it, and it's just like slobbered coming out.
It's like a fucking tapeworm you're pulling out.
The Matrix,
it's a nipple.
Yeah.
The Matrix. Yeah. Fucking,
it's the Matrix.
When the nurse has to pull the fucking air tube out.
Hell yeah. Dude.
The storm clears up, and they part ways. End episode.
Fuck, I forgot about this episode. I'm talking about the eternity so long. This gets a wanted out of Snow Day.
Nice.
Does somebody lose their teeth in that show?
Oh, God.
Hits him with the keyboard, right? And then his teeth come out and it spells
fuck
you.
Come
out, I was thinking about that. So so you're a funeral guy, all right? You have to take care of the body. He's going to the eternity. You got to take out all the teeth. Okay, so he's dead, all right?
He's dead.
I'm dead. Do what you want, all right?
Right.
Have some fun with it. And then you can do all the classic, like, you know, tie the string to the tooth and shut the door. That's so cool because it works. Or like I was thinking about doing like a weekend.
Fuck the corpse.
Yeah, you'd have to do like a weekend of Bernie's thing to take him outside.
Yeah,
and you like have to like tell people that are looking at it. They're like, "Don't worry, this is not a dead.
This
body.
This is not a dead body."
And then you like you tie a string to his tooth, and then you drive away in your car. Yeah.
Right.
You're like, tell the family, hold up. I got to call Bam Margera. He's going to bring his Lambo over. Yeah. We're going to yank his teeth out.
Episode 12. Like, I can't do this tea stuff. We need a fucking go.
It's part of the religion, yeah, Kyle. You're being
insensitive. This is scripture.
The best okay. part is we know the Eternatitty is real because somebody has seen it in their mind's eye and they have illustrated it in a manga called Rosengarten Saga.
They fucking did.
Because the Eternatitty domain is in that manga. Yeah. And that's where I want to live. You just had, you could pick any titty, any, just all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to be a baby and I want to suck fucking Heiger's titties. His name is Heiger.
Hagen.
Instead of Hagen, like a Bible or like the Book of Psalms, instead we just have every page is the written version of our openers, just one after another.
Yeah. There you go.
Be funny. Episode 12. Fern collapses in the cold. Fern doesn't trust Stark for shit and thinks he will cop a feel if he carries her.
Yeah, this was funny. This was funny. He's like, I will help you. I promise like, you I will help
way
you.
Way too eager like, to help. Okay.
Yeah, she says pervert when she's walking.
This is why I hate being a guy, dude. I don't ever want to touch anybody ever. Just in case.
Same. Yeah.
I had that. Yep. Mm-hmm. I had that moment with Dora after we went on the news.
Yeah,
she was like, "I can't believe that guy asked me if it was okay to set up my mic and touch my back." And I was like, "I would
have
asked."
Yeah, you have to.
And she's like, "Why?" I'm like, "Because you don't know how a girl's gonna react." Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, which it's not on them either. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's just
Kyle.
Kyle said, "Fuck that girl." Yeah.
In the most respectful way.
Yeah.
It's like my most afraid thing is like at the gym, like I'm in my own world, but like if you're in my area, I'm so afraid to look somewhere and like catch an eye and be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's how I feel about like walking in public and like walking behind a woman. Yeah. I'm like, just gotta move.
I'm gonna go home. I've gotta go.
But I'm going that way. It's even worse with me because I have to touch people. Like, it's literally my job.
Oh, I couldn't
it's
imagine.
It's so fucking like.
Yeah. Like people. But you don't gotta twist it.
Yeah. Yeah, you just gotta be like, can I use your titty as an armrest?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have
just got one hand on it, just like
sometimes you have to.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta tweak.
That's
the
what I've been saying. Sometimes
bit.
You have to.
No,
that's what I was saying.
You gotta open up the Eternity domain.
I'm just saying. Think about how awkward it is just walking behind somebody and then being like, "All right, take your shirt off." You know, it's like,
well, as long as you don't whisper it to them, I think it's fine.
She's like, I want a tattoo on my titty.
Yeah. No, she's like, hey, I want this really cool leg piece right on my calf. I'm like, all right, take your shirt off.
you don't want to go in that direction at all. You just, like try to take all the bass out of your voice. You end up sounding like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, take it off!
Like somehow this is
That worse. Honestly, dude, that is it's so scary. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I've had clients where they're like, I went to this other guy and it was really fucking weird. I don't ever want to be the weird guy, but I feel like that starts to make it weird when I'm trying to, like...
You just got to show up with, like, fabric scissors and be like, I can cut the shirt open and part way, or you can...
No, I can
tattoo
you
the shirt.
You.
I don't know.
I'll try to tell people, like, if they're getting, like, some other stern, I'll be like, all right, wear a button-up shirt, because then you just have to undo the button part.
Oh,
like, I try to, like, preempt it, but then I always mention that I have little girls, so I'm like, I am a dad, I am a father, I promise. That's... But then, there's still dudes, there's dads out there that are fucking weird too, though, you know? So I'm like, I don't know if that helps, or if I'm just talking to talk. I don't know, dude. I think
communication and intent is important. You can't always control what people are going to think. Yeah. You can control what you tell them.
At all times, say what your intent is. If you're using it, like, every time you move, it's like, armrest.
Right.
Armrest.
Okay, that.
I have to put my arm down.
And if it's, like, a good-looking titty, and you're like, yo, can I cop a feel? Like,
hey, keep the titty if you let me cop a feel, right?
You know, that's what they got him for.
That's what they got him.
I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Be like, look, I believe in this religion. It's called the Eternity. And so, like, part of that here's is like whenever Bible. I tattoo someone, I got to take a quick nip.
No, real nipple, talk. You know? Like, tattooing people who listen to the podcast is way fucking worse because they know the shit I talk about. So it's like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that, now you are a creep.
Yeah.
So you They're better
whisper in his ear, you want to see my titty?
No.
You like, you have to be extra hydrated because if you're tattooing them and like lick your lips,
I know,
all,
dude.
You know? Yeah. I went to Exotica over the weekend and I was like thirsty because I was on steroids. And so I was like, fuck, dude, my mouth is so dry. We don't have water. I'm like walking around just going. I every time I did it, I covered my mouth because I was like, I don't want this to be weird.
Yeah.
But legitimately, my mouth is so fucking dry.
You look like fucking Jim Carrey from Me, Myself, and Irene when he had cod mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, oh, that's a good movie, man. Good ass.
That movie's a fucking fever dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In her memories, Frigg remembers Himmel's sword. It was an exact replica of the hero sword. And that's how he has the hero class. That's
the sword.
I thought you meant penis.
It's all in the sword.
It's all in the sword.
Basically, Himmel got it, and the kid always harassed him about how he was a fake hero with a fake sword, and now he's going to prove a kid who became a fake priest wrong.
Yeah.
They find the village of the sword. The village chief is a child, a village that protects the hero's sword to defeat the great evil until 80 years ago, Himmel got the sword. Frieren gets chided by the child for neglecting her duties, and Frieren has to take care of rogue monsters, they do a little zip zap.
Dude, that big monster that she killed was fucking dope looking, dude.
Yeah, it's almost rude the way it just like.
I mean,
like,
I'm pretty sure I've seen that in the Guzu, dude.
Don't
I've
say
seen that thing in the Guzu like 12
times. Oh, the Guzu! You motherfucking look at me. You
yeah,
fucking
they all
right? All of you. I said on the last podcast, hey, there's a dragon who has human titties, and I don't like it. So what happens the day after? It's just dragon porn, and I get tagged in every fucking
picture.
There's
like a
picture.
It says Cody. Picture Cody. Picture Cody. I was like, what happened? And I was like, oh, yeah, he talked
to me. I look on a Guzu, sure, and it's like, it says 24... tags. About to start fucking banning people, dude. I'm so sick of dragons. I'm so sick of titty dragons.
I hate Ash fucking Charizard.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I hate all of
them. The Guzu in our Discord. Oh my God. If you don't know, the Guzu in our Discord is just like
it's a wild place.
And like animalistic humanoid animal porn.
It's a lot,
and it is not
it's
an
not
okay
an okay
place
but I
so
made it
generously they had to separate it, dude.
Yeah, I it made brain. It because
it had to be done.
Listen, am I a furry? No. Do I fuck with furries? Not really. Do I want you to stop being a furry? No. You do you, son. But keep that shit away from me, dog. Life. Put it in the Guzu and stop fucking tagging me.
But like the Guzu is turning me a little bit. Every once in a while, I'll be looking at something and be like, is this
yeah,
no.
there is one once in a while.
They'll get you, dude.
Once in a while, you're like, and then guess what? That once in a while, come a little more frequent.
You know, it's happened to me with, you know. All of a sudden, I went from first to third trimester, and I was like, man, where did I go?
Yeah,
like, started getting me new on trimesters.
I hated all the Pokemon ones, right?
Yeah.
And then one day, I saw like one of them that was like Umbreon, and I was like, hold on.
Yeah, Umbreon, I've been getting tagged with the Umbreon for, I feel like, a year. Ever since Rai sent me my Umbreon with the pussy in it, like, that's... The cover, yeah. I get those all the time.
Just sentences that we say. Ever since I got sent to Umbreon with a pussy in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cumbreon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've all seen
the Cumbreon.
We've all seen the Cumbreon. Yeah, yeah. We all get it.
We got some new people in. Hold on. This, everybody.
No, he's referencing.
On. Is my Cumbreon.
It
has
I love the choker.
The ooh-woo cheeks. It has a choker that says Cumbreon. And it has a pussy in it.
So
yeah,
if
yeah. Do we have the best fans?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you say we don't have the best fans, look at this. You're fucking stupid. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. We'll finish this up. They find the village. They find the Lord Monster's werewolf thing and blast its head off. Except
that felt like an internal thought that leaked out of.
we'll finish this up.
I guess.
Except Stark is confused. The monsters are all here because the hero sword is still in the fucking stone in the cave. And then we get a badass scene about Himmel couldn't pull it out. And he said, that shit don't matter anyways. He'll destroy the Demon King because the hero sword lies between his legs.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, Stark, Beowulf, sword out of the cave.
They get to a new town and Frieren mentions that it's Stark's birthday. Frieren doesn't know what to get her. Frieren shows she has the best gift for a man. A potion that dissolves clothing.
She nailed it.
Decides to test the potion on Frieren, and the show still doesn't do fan service.
I was so prepared, and then nothing. And I was like, this show is amazing.
Didn't do fan service. I got enough fan service with Frieren dangling her feet on the bed. Fan service, me, brother. What?
That was.
She's doing it, and I'm like, can I see under there? Can I see in there?
She started. No, they're not going to show. And I could taste the toes. You know, I was like,
yeah,
just one.
The famous quote I say to my wife all the time: "Show me your pussy."
Stop.
Nice.
I fucking hate that so much.
Fern tracks down Stark and finds he chatted with the whole village and is now staring at clouds trying to find boobs. And that'd be me with no internet, just squinting trying to get off.
That cloud was legit.
Booba.
It was fucking rocking, dude.
That was fucking the eternity titty, dude.
Yeah, that was the
eternity titty right there. It's the guy starts fucking yanking on his teeth. He's like, dude. I swear to God, I'm fucking...
He thinks he's in trouble, but she wants to know what to buy him for his birthday. He doesn't understand it. He's never even had a birthday present. Only dumb steak burgers.
It's so sad.
And Stark is too PTSD-brained. He starts ranting about how his brother was big and strong as village bird Doughty's coward. It's kind of really out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They get back and Fear made a dumb big steak burger, a dwarf custom for warriors on their birthday. And that he's a warrior. And then he remembers his brother telling him that he's a warrior too. And then he's sad.
I cried
a lot.
And the burger tastes like family. Family.
Family burger.
That shit's family. A lot, dude. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
He's like, you ever turn 18 and then your friend makes you a hamburger and then you realize you had family trauma and then you go eat the hamburger and then you realize you got over that trauma because your brother died and tells you you're a warrior?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Me too.
See, what you guys thought this was a fantasy anime, this is a Fast and Furious anime.
This is...
It always has been, dude.
This
is really just a burger anime. I don't even know.
Frieren means...
It's in German.
Frieren means... And family means no one gets left behind.
Yeah.
That's the show and episode.
Yeah, this gets a Fast and Furious out of Konosuba.
Konosuba!
You guys don't make it a third season of that shit. People like it so much. They're making it a third season.
We
need to watch the second season just so we can palate cleanse because we've only been watching bangers, dude.
Yeah.
That's true.
This is supposed to be the best anime of 2023. We should find the worst anime of 2023 and then watch
that. Let's do it.
Pretty smart.
Maybe not.
Pretty smart.
Maybe not worst.
No, we're doing it. We're already done.
I've been in some low.
I'm putting it up for a vote.
Show, man.
I'm going on a campaign.
Are you Googling
I'm
it? What's
sticking
the worst
with Undead Unluck, dude.
Worst one.
What to watch? Give me what not to watch.
Not to
what
watch.
To not.
Alexa Liu in chat, and she's been petitioning it in the Discord. We saying we should watch the Arc animated series.
Arc.
Oh my god,
that's gonna be some fucking booty hole.
Like the game?
Yeah, like Arc.
Yeah,
like or Arc, like the game. They made a fucking show about it. Yeah. Why? I don't know.
Isn't it like just Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
That's what the show is.
They did that already.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Me.
You fucking tell me, dude. If we're going to have the Eternity, we have to think about what happens in hell.
Dude, I don't think I'm watching.
I'm on an article that says the worst anime of 2023, right? And some of the clips, like, here, I'm going to post it in the... I'll just post it in the Twitch chat. Some of the like screenshots for this shit is like, is that real? like that looks so bad.
Oh, the kamikatsu? Yeah, that's real.
Oh yeah, what?
That's real.
That looks...
PJ watched a lot of kamikatsu.
Cursed.
Oh, I watched fucking all of it, dude. Yeah.
You watched all of it?
Yeah, you said, man, is that real? And I was like, are you talking about the lawnmower right
no,
now?
No, he's talking.
The scene where they just put an anime face on something.
The lawnmower is really good. He's talking about the monster they had with the horns on its head that's just CG and it looks like the worst thing of all time.
Dude,
it looks bad, but show kind of slaps.
That thing would look like
it.
Shit in reboot. Like, yeah. You know?
No, they do it. I think it's done on purpose, though. Like,
okay.
Yeah. I'll put that one up for a vote. I got you.
I got you.
I don't want to think about what we're going to watch after this right now, though, because this this is good.
This feels good. We just put the podcast down after this.
Yeah. Well, we hang up the old ropes.
We nailed it. We had a good run, you know?
Well, that's
what's everybody doing for 420?
420?
Working?
I'm getting high.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is that?
I'm going to wait for a random drug test.
It's on a Saturday.
It is on a Saturday.
I'll be drunk on 420.
Nice.
I'm gonna work, and then I'm gonna get blistered. You know,
blistered.
Yeah.
Just a lot of sun.
No.
I'm gonna go to the Eternity.
Yeah, I could go twice. Oh, yeah, hi.
Eternity in the sky. I can go twice.
Hell yeah, dude.
Take a look. I'm gonna cook.
Sucking on the
Eternity. I wasn't gonna attempt. I didn't write it down. Not gonna try it. That's it.
Alright. Shout out.
Eternity.
Shout out the Eternity. Shout out the goddess.
Shout out Shark. Shout out Giant Hamburger.
Shout out Shmegma. That kind of is like Star. Shout out Shmegma.
Shout out getting your teeth pulled out.
Shout out dragons with human titties on it.
Yeah. Shout out Carlarm. Shout out Carlarm. The great beef of 2024 between Kyle and Starface.
Tony Baloney. Shout out fuck Tony Baloney. You fucking
shout out Dumbrian.
Fuck Tony Baloney.
Shout out this stream. This is the highest like stream like consistent. Normally we dip down to like 7 or whatever. We've been like 11.
That's consistent.
Yeah, dude.
Look at us.
Shout out everybody watching.
Shout out people.
You guys. Shout out people
dozens
commenting
of people.
On Spotify, sending emails.
Yeah. Shout out the commenters.
Shout out noise.
Shout out noise.
Fucking on your mom. I pull it down here with the Bankai. Oh, they watch shake the night. Built like Bon. I can't die. Suki on me, live your past, bitch, look in my eyes.